Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is into the new year now, and we are ready for a wonderful day. One of my beloved students wrote me a letter, and in his letter, he said it's kind of tough to work with people on death. That death's a real hanger-upper. And he said, somewhere here, yeah. In other words, well, he said, now that, what would it mean that whenever a thought is not manifest based on what was a thought, it is because there is doubt involved and not because I did not believe it. And then he says, in other words, the death of Monica happening because I had doubts in her living and being whole and perfect. And isn't that what a practitioner sees for a friend who comes to his asking to be whole and perfect? The friend asks for a physical healing, not for a confirmation of everlasting unchangeable concept, one that can never die. That unchangeable concept is not what the friend is interested in. That the practitioner won't change, but what ultimately changes is the physical appearance of the friend. What else would he need a practitioner for? And is it the practitioner's duty with panic or fear to see it done? You as a teacher seem to play a different role, but as a practitioner, it would seem my responsibility, right? The friend is me. I am the friend, so I am responsible. I say these things because we, our group here in Switzerland, sometimes speak about these concepts, and they can be mind-boggling and also hard to accept depending on what one likes to believe. And when we say there is peace on earth, and it began with me as a practitioner, I have to say, I mean the physical expression of peace on earth, not some unchangeable concept as that of the spiritual body that remains flawless, even though in the physical a leg may no longer be there. Again, my friend wants the physical wholeness, right? Okay, another interesting point we discussed after visiting with Heinz in the hospital, someone brought up the idea, why are we on earth? Why? And someone's answer was, to be myself and have fun. Oh, man, they're so good. However, this statement was considered in the realm of the physical eye and the physical fun. Someone else said that we are here, that why we are here must be answered from the standpoint of where we came from. Knowing that, we know we are who we are, and at the same time, we know life's purpose. Out of that, someone concluded, illumination, remembering who we are is the key. Then another person proclaimed how boring life on earth would be if in an illumined state of consciousness as that. Why be a person? Why have a body? Why have a life? I tell you, these are interesting questions indeed. Well, so much for that. I love you. And here's my answer to my precious Stefan, super guy. Okay, beloved Stefan, the seminar Santa's gift program to me is completed. I have a few more lectures to add to the net for all to hear who would like to hear it. Gertrude Christina, Ingeborg Ellen, Sylvia Arpetz, and me made it a fun time. Spending time with family at Christmas or any other time is very special. I am happy your reunion with your loved ones is memorable. Giving classes and sharing brings out the magic in you. That is just the beginning. You have such an inner blessing to share with the world. Those who come to you for understanding are blessed. When you listen within, you always have the finest response to their request. The divine in you is always there promptly and exquisitely to reveal the answer you seek for yourself and others. Use of the word doubt by beginners on the path is soon replaced with a positive or negative cause, exciting the ever-present stem cells to shine forth and reveal all. Eternal life is ours always. We all live eternally. We never die. We have experiences which make it appear we have moved out of town or across the world, but we never die. When people choose to move away from our world and our experiences, and we think they die, they die in our presence, even leaving their car behind. But of and for themselves they live eternally. Now what we want to be, now when we want to be our brother's keeper and want to keep tap on what he is doing all the time, at all times, we are sometimes left unaware of his activities, and we call this death. How sad for us. We live forever. A practitioner first cleanses himself of the four concepts, and when they are in order, the practitioner sees all in its finest perspective. As we are one-pointed in life, as we are non-judgmental in where others are or what others are doing, when we are untouched about them, when we are not possessed with the way of another, then, and then alone, in our unconditional love, do we live in an exciting universe. In this unconditional love, we give so generously of ourselves that all in our world are inundated with our majesty and brilliance. Truly, life is exciting and beautiful. Monica took her journey to another level. How she handled the vehicle of her flight made us unhappy because we did not understand the process. In our non-judgmentalism, she can smoothly flit about the cosmos freely and eternally, just as we do. We are all practitioners. Some practice freedom, others practice possession. As you practice freedom, you and all in your life is an ongoing, exciting adventure all of the time. I exist to be myself and have fun. If I think I exist for any other person, I lose the blessing and delight in being me. I am the infinite cosmos. While I appear to come here out of this allness, I remain in the allness at all times, even when I think I'm here. How limited such a thought is, and how common to all of us. Fly with me, my beloved Stephen. Fly with me in my unconditional love. Joined with yours, we are limitless. How great it is. We are now in 2008 with a lot behind and more to come. The most exciting moment in my life is now. You are here with me in my now. I love you and love her. So, this is what life is all about. Life. You see, we sometimes think of life in the absolute. We think of the absolute. We think of absolute, and that's so unknown to us. We just don't understand it. But as we said the other day, if we don't understand what being a concert pianist is when we are a little child, but we practice and we practice, and we get good and we get better, and we keep improving our ability to be ourselves. And when we keep improving, what happens? We find that we are quite exceptional, that life is a lot of fun. That the adventures along the way we could never have understood when we were not there. Now, just to be very, very mundane, get your dog and quiet him, please. He wants attention all the time, trying to take attention away from me. Now, just to be mundane, think of this. When you are a little child, do you have any concept what sex is? You don't. When you're a little child, you don't know. And it's well that you don't. The time comes when it's right for you to do it, but you don't. You see people on television doing things, and you see mommy and daddy kissing, and you think, ick, you know, how gruesome, you know, putting their mouth on each other's mouth. Ick, you know, how terrible, you know. But then after a while, you learn how to kiss. And even as a child, you learn how to kiss, and you think kissing is kind of nice. And then you learn how to Irene kiss. And when you learn how to Irene kiss, my gosh, the whole world comes alive for you when you are kissed by an Irene, who makes you feel like you're the most treasured person in the world. But you see, every little adventure that you move into is a new adventure. It's into an absolute realm that you have never had before. And you think to yourself, my goodness, could there ever be more excitement than there is right now playing in my sandbox, you know? Could there ever be anything more wonderful than me having my hormones wake up and I see the little girl next door and I say, ooh, isn't she interesting? I don't want to talk to you. And we respond in such interesting ways, you know, when we're showing our coming awareness of who we are. But this is all part of the game, the exciting game of life. Life is an exciting game. And we don't stop living just because we no longer seem to be here. We're going on. We may have left the cars behind, their coats behind. We may have left the bodies behind. That makes no difference. Us are always alive and going places and doing things. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. Why is the symbology of the new year always what?
A new beginning.
A baby. A little baby. And why is the old year going out, an old man with his cane and so forth? They should have the old year going out with the baby learning how to put his own diapers on, you know, as he's starting to grow up. Because life is eternal. Life goes on and on and on. And as a practitioner, we learn to recognize that life is eternal, and we see all life as eternal. And we don't try to change anything. We just change our own consciousness to recognize that life is eternal, if we think that there's death. You know, you can be a mortician, and you can still believe life is eternal, because you've just taken care of people's old cars. You know? And you're just putting them away, you know. And some in the car industry, some cars are no longer repairable, so they crush them, you know, and they remelt the metal, and they start over again. But the metal is still there. The car is still there underneath all that. And the photographs are in people's minds and in people's hearts of the cars that they've had. So it is with our bodies. So it is with our lives. We're wonderful. And Stefan, facing these problems, he did so beautifully with his own father's passing. And he was such a magic man because he had to do it because he had to do it for his family. Not just for himself, but his family. And when he did it, he felt so good. He says, Dad, nice to have you with me. And off you go to the next university. Maybe you can let me know what the university is like. It'd be kind of interesting, isn't it? But not really. We're so busy having a good time living in this university, in this world, in this universe, in this cosmos, that the ultimate that we are, we haven't even time to consider being interested in it. So think about that. As you start your new year, and you make your New Year's resolutions, as you have done, and you have resolved that you're going to be yourself and have fun, and be yourself and have fun, be yourself and have fun under all circumstances. So, my beloved friends, go and have fun, and remember, me too.
Me too.
I love you.
I love you.